As is quite evident in the conversations with Drs. Chris and Perez Soler, a great deal of attention is now being directed at the EGFR pathway as a means to control the progression of non-small cell lung cancer. I met with Dr. Julie Bramer for her take on where this all might be headed, and she began our conversation by commenting on predictors of response to EGFR TKIs.
There's kind of two camps of thought. Some investigators believe that EGFR mutations are where the answer lies, and other people feel that EGFR gene expression, as measured by FISH, is where the answer really is. But I think none of the studies so far have really pointed the direction one way versus another. We know that patients who are treated with EGFR inhibitors will respond better if you have an EGFR mutation. However, the big question is, will they live longer? And at least in the large trial that looked at this retrospectively, the Canadian trial that looked at Tarceva or erlotinib versus placebo, the EGFR mutations did not live any longer than those patients who were treated with the same erlotinib if they did not have those mutations. So that really did not bear out. However, for the increased EGFR expression by FISH, those patients did live longer when they were treated with erlotinib. So in that trial, it looked more like the increased EGFR by gene expression actually was where the answer really was. But there's going to be some data probably coming out at ASCO this year, hopefully with the INTEREST trial looking at gefitinib versus docetaxel. And I think actually there may be some reversal of that information in that trial. So I don't think we have any of the answers regarding EGFR overexpression by FISH versus mutation when it comes to the answer of will those patients live longer. But I think we know that patients with EGFR mutations will respond better to Tarceva. And I think some of the first-line trials where they're looking at Tarceva just in those patients with mutations, that's where I think we're going to get our answers. Should we move Tarceva or erlotinib up to the first line in those patients with mutations versus waiting down the road? I don't think the mutations are going to be able to tell us whether or not one patient may live longer with that drug versus another, but I think a patient with EGFR mutations probably in the end will need to get Tarceva up front rather than chemotherapy. And there's some large trials, particularly one from Spain, that is comparing Tarceva or erlotinib versus chemotherapy in that select group of patients with EGFR mutations. There's another trial here in the United States, the CALGB trial, that actually is not looking specifically at mutations, but at those patients who are never smokers and randomizing them to erlotinib or chemotherapy. So I think that hopefully in the near future we'll have the information about whether or not to move erlotinib up front in that particular patient population.
What about patients who are non-smokers who don't have either the mutation or FISH amplifications? Do they have greater response to these agents?
We don't know yet. There is a chance that those patients may have different mutations. Remember, most of the mutations that people are actually measuring are in particular locations of the EGFR receptor gene. And so there may be other genetic changes that we're just not measuring at this point. So a non-smoker may or may not respond to the drug and may or may not have the mutation, but still can respond, or particularly, probably is most important, not so much the response, but maintaining their disease, keeping the disease under control.